So what would your advice be? You know, imagine you've got a twin that's coming to Australia tomorrow and doesn't speak a lick of English, speaks barely anything. What would be the sort of trajectory or plan of attack that you would put them on to get to your current level or even my level in Australian English? What would be the sort of plan?
Yeah, I think, you know, what I normally do when I start with a new language is for example, to start with the most kind of common icebreaker questions, you know, things that I would want to ask other people, like, where are you from? What do you do? What are your hobbies and stuff like this? And I'll write these down and then start a language exchange immediately as well, as soon as you can. Yeah. At that point, if you don't speak any English or any of the target language, you need someone as well who can speak one of the languages that you speak, so you can translate and stuff like this.
Would you recommend finding a non-native speaker of English who's also learning English, or perhaps at a higher level to practice with? Or would you
absolutely? Yeah. Why not? I think that would be, you know, if you can find someone who is from the same community as you are. Say you're from Poland, find another Polish person who's been living in Australia for a very long time.
Yeah.
And they speak Australian English very well, because they will also be able to explain to you, you know, what it was like for them, support you and so on. Someone who hasn't gone through that process won't be able to do that, right? So that could be very important, especially at the beginning. But you could find, you know, an Australian person who speaks one of the languages that you do, you know, to help you translate at the beginning. So I think tip number one would be to, you know, write down the kind of the most useful questions that you want to ask people, start a language exchange immediately, find things that you enjoy doing and try doing them in your target language. So in English, so say you like watching, I don't know, cooking shows, right? Go and do that in English. Even if you don't understand much, start with it, put on subtitles and watch that in English as much as possible. Another thing to do that a lot of polyglots I think do is for example, if you like books, but it also works with films, series, pick something that you've seen or read many, many times.
Yeah. So this is why Harry Potter is so popular with polyglots, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, pick because then you will know the characters, you know, the story, you know, what's happening. You probably even remember what people say in each of the scenes, right?
And that was the key to me. Like I have, what have I got here? L'Ordre de Phoenix. And okay. I remember reading all these Harry Potter books in French when I was going hard on French and just being like, oh man, this is so easy. Like you don't realize how many of these words are new because you remember what's going on, the context and everything. And you're just like, oh yeah, that's right. You know, so it is a great way of picking up and sort of zooming through these things, you know, doing that repetition, yeah. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, you know, try to find a routine as well, like how you can insert the new language into your daily life. So for example, you could, I don't know, say you commute every day for half an hour, decide that every day in the morning you're going to listen to a podcast or read your Harry Potter book or watch a YouTube video, do 10 minutes of Memrise or Quizlet or something like this to learn new vocabulary, whatever that is. But, you know, try and make it fun as well. So don't...
What would you say though to those people who are saying, you know, I'm doing all this stuff and I'm not getting anywhere? What do I need to do? Because, you know, you were saying before doing the C2 exams in English and Spanish, you weren't at the level that obviously after having studied for those exams, you got to. A lot of the English speakers and my students who listen to the podcast give me those sorts of questions of, I've been here for 5 years and my English still sucks. You know, I'm listening to your podcast, it still sucks. What is the way for them to get out of that intermediate plateau where I assume they are to get to an advanced level? Do they need to do something like just do one of these exams, even if it's useless and they don't need it for anything, to just push them to take that final leap?
I think it's difficult to generalize because, you know, we would kind of have to go case by case. I mean, how often do you use English in your daily life? Because you might be living in Australia, but maybe you're surrounded by other Polish speakers, right? And you don't use it that much on your daily life. I think that there is a level where you need to try and push yourself. So what you need to try and do is, you know, if you're at that kind of upper intermediate level, you can probably say everything that you want to say, but you need to you need to push yourself. So you need to try and write down some new expressions and use them, for example, you know, or be it in speaking or when writing an email or whatever, or try to imitate other people, you know? So imitate the people that, you know, if you want to speak like them, use the same expressions, you know, and actively try to push yourself, because yeah, there is a certain level where you kind of feel like, well, I'm not making any progress.
Yeah.
And also I think, you know, when we were talking about polyglots before, it does feel for other people when they look at polyglots, they think, well, these people are just incredibly talented, or it just happens magically, right?
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, you look at, I don't know, somebody like Roger Federer or Rafa Nadal, and you think like, wow, I can never be like them. That's just impossible.
Would it be better than that? Because it'd be someone who's a decathlete or something, right? It's not just someone like Roger Federer, who's an amazing tennis player. It's someone who could do 10 different, you know, sports for very high level.
Absolutely, yeah. But I think the point I wanted to make is that, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen without kind of, you know, studying, in the sense that maybe, you know, you sit down every day and you do half an hour of memorize to learn 20 new words or something like this. I mean, unless you have some incredible memory, you're not going to pick it up just magically,